Hello, hello, Pretty Boss Gang, and welcome back to Pretty Boss Talks. This evening, we are going to be discussing some hot, hot topics, and it's going to be based around the hair community in my city. No, I'm not telling y'all what city I'm in, but we're going to talk about this because I feel like it needs to be said. Now, we have all had that one experience where we've paid someone for a service and the service wasn't what we thought it was going to be, or it wasn't necessarily the quality we wanted it to be, or maybe even necessarily the person we wanted it to be with. But, you know, we still went along with that service. The reason and the chat behind tonight's conversation is going to pretty much be about not casting stones on others when they make mistakes that affect us. Because guess what, sis? We've all made a mistake that affected someone else in our lives, okay? So, let's not cast the first stones and let's just, you know, resolve issues as mature adults, let bygones be bygones, and just move forward and not next time get the same service that we got with that person or that particular experience and just be happy, you know? Why do we have to take it to another level and ridicule and bash and put down? It just seems so childish and unnecessary. And I'm not speaking of any particular experience, but more so in general about how we react when we've paid for something from a person that we know and it wasn't what we expected, or the quality wasn't what we expected to be. It wasn't as good as what we expected it to be upon purchase. So, considering the fact that we all make mistakes, sis, and it's more than one way to skin a cat, if you catch my drift. And what I mean by that is, most times in industries like, let's say hair, nails, makeup, anything to do with aesthetics, most times in these industries, you know, we're seeing a picture or we're hearing good things and receiving positive energy from other people about who we're going to go along with for whatever service that is that we're trying to purchase. So we like to give them the benefit of the doubt because, hey, we saw something, we like it, whether that be a price that we saw or whether that is a picture that we saw of actual work or something that they've done for someone else as far as the service is concerned. And it's pretty much the same type of service you want. And we pretty much go along with what we see because that's all we can do. We can give people the benefit of the doubt and then give them an opportunity to prove our own personal judgment either right or wrong. Now, that doesn't go without saying that sometimes your personal judgment is going to be off. Or sometimes maybe the person that's providing you the service or something of quality that you are paying for is just not right themselves that day. Or maybe they're practicing without telling you or something like that. But there are more mature ways to address issues when it comes to things of that nature. And I'm just going to be sharing some ideas and examples of ways those issues can be addressed on tonight's podcast. Yay! So, it's your girl, Pretty Boss. Pretty Boss Talks, to be exact. And we're going to get straight ahead. We're going to go straight ahead onto point number one. Point number one. The first thing that you can do if this situation should happen to you or somebody that you love, and they're upset about any service that they've received or patron that they've paid for something of quality and it just wasn't what they expected. The first thing that you can do is you can contact them. Or rather, if they work for a company or like a salon or something like that, you can contact the space that they're actually working in professionally. You can request to either get your money back or receive the same service, just a better version from the same person. Or if it's in a salon, you may be able to pair with someone else that gives the same, that gives a good quality of service. The unfortunate thing about the beauty industry is that a lot of times you have people that are just getting their feet wet, just getting started in school. They may need people to help them build a portfolio, but some may forget to ask a request or maybe even inform those people, hey, you know, I'm just getting started. I'm doing this price because I need models, or I'm doing this because I just want to show that I can do it. So you have those issues like that. And there's a variety of other ones that, that could possibly be, you know, relating to your particular one. Okay, the second point that I'm going to make, the second thing that you can do as a mature adult is you can actually call the office that actually certifies or licenses that person. I think it's called, and I believe it's called from school, I remember it being called TDLR. You can contact them. You can put in a complaint on that person, and I guess whatever service they offered you that was incorrect or you felt had some effect on your life, whether that was having to go to another person to provide the same service or finding more money to get receive the same service after you spent your money. And this situation, it's very disheartening. It's very unfortunate. But let me tell you, ladies, we all go through it, okay? At least once. We all go through it. Trust and believe, okay? We've all been to that person that we wanted to pay for a service. They did a service on us that we did not necessarily feel like we should have paid the price we paid. Or we may not feel like that the quality that we received was the quality of a picture that we saw from someone else. That was scary. In any event, it's not to say that the problem can't be handled in a more adult manner. So, those were my two points, my two beauty points, my two pieces of advice to my, you know, my fellow lady friends that listen to this podcast, which I really hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast for this evening. And I'm going to conclude here, y'all, because your girl is sitting outside and there are bats out here. Like, I mean, and I'm in a lighted area, but I've done seen like one or two fly and I'm just not really cool with that. But I'm going to conclude this podcast in saying that, you know, be rich in spirit, be covered in truth, be blessed and highly favored, and don't accept anything less. And once again, guys, you've tuned into Pretty Boss Talks, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. Bye.